forward here. I'm excited to see what's in store for Draymond Green this season. Now, I'm also excited to see how Kuminga plays, because there's a lot made of this graphic about, hey, Jonathan Kuminga's benched. He's benched, and it's big old graphic, and it's benched, and all of a sudden you get everybody kind of picking apart Kuminga or whatnot. And the guy gets poor. He gets judged very poorly for who he is and what he is. And then he responds with back-to-back solid games. But here's Jonathan Kuminga. And so far, there's a theme here with this team. They're talking about team, team, team. Do whatever they have to do for the team, team, team. Not me individually. Here's Kuminga with Kareth Burke after the game on NBC Sports Bay Area.
I don't think the role I've changed.
Just coming off the bench versus starting, regardless.
I mean, it don't matter. It's, you know, still, we all still playing out there, so it don't really matter. It's just going out there and being a professional and just playing as hard as you can. You know, all the minutes you get, no matter if it's two or whatever minutes you get, you know, just gotta go out there and just perform at the highest level, you know, it don't matter what it is. And, you know, just perform at the highest level, that's what you get. That's when you get all the minutes you want, but just going out there and not taking anything for granted, just playing as hard as you can, you know.
It doesn't matter.
I love that.
It doesn't matter. We're all out there going to get to play, and if I play well, I'm going to play more. That's it is what it is. And then you see the move that he put on Brandon Ingram that got Steph Curry, D'Anthony Melton, like, wow. And you see Steve Kerr's face? It's like, whoa, what was that, a little hezzy for the layup over Brandon Ingram? It's like, he's got a deep bag. And some of the things I hear about Kuminga is like, oh, he's just an athlete. He doesn't know what he's doing. His game is raw. But he's got the little patented fadeaway that you mentioned from the left block. He can hit the little mid-range jumper. He's got a great Euro step. He goes to the basket. I love when he gets to the free throw line. He got to the free throw line 5 times yesterday. 5 out of the 13 times the Warriors advanced to the free throw line yesterday. So that mindset again. This is going to go a long way. You get it from Draymond Green, and then you get it from Jonathan Kuminga.
I yesterday brought up the word buy-in over and over, or words, buy-in, over and over and over again. It feels like guys are really buying in to just the overall team aspect. You hear a lot like, hey, guys, it's about the name on the front of the jersey, yep, not the name on the back of the jersey. And I think in pro sports, it's a lot more difficult to, you know, build and forge those relationships when everyone has professional desires and things that maybe don't align with the team interests at that particular moment. And look across, like, look at the Pelicans right now. Does that look like a unified unit today?
I mean,
because it didn't to me.
They were playing like they wanted Willie Green fired or something, man. That was awful. I mean, it was embarrassing.
And they just feel like a lot of solo acts, don't they?
It's embarrassing for a team that has that much talent.
And I look at the Warriors. They do have talent. That absolutely, they have talent. I look at the Warriors last year, and I thought they had talent. I thought at times they played connected basketball where everyone was on the same page. And then there would go long stretches where it felt clunky.
Yep.
Like not that everyone was on solo missions, essentially, but they weren't all on the same page. And this year they really feel like they're all on the same page and they're really buying in. The amount of times that I've heard from people, whether it's interviews on this station or at podiums, yeah, we really like each other. I do think, like, is that the end all be all?
Yeah.
No, you got to be good. Like, everybody can be kumbaya and you can be the 0-16 Detroit Lions or whatever, you know? But I think it matters. Like, it's the little things of winning in the margins. Like, these are the intangible ways of winning and creating a culture and chemistry. And, like, we talked a lot about the culture of the Warriors for so long. Feels like they're getting back to those roots.
They are getting back to those roots. And, you know, there was a lot of rhetoric, and I listened to a lot of radio yesterday and read a lot of stuff about Kuminga. A lot of things about Kuminga about, you know, he's selfish. He's about himself. He wants his own numbers. Doesn't play team basketball. Well, I'm very, very pleased with the way Kuminga responded. And Steve Kerr mentioned it after the game. Great back-to-back games for Jonathan Kuminga. Great back-to-back games for him. 28 minutes the other night, 27 minutes last night, 17, 16. But it's not about the scoring. It's about the individual defense and accepting the challenge of, you know what, Brandon Ingram scored 30 the other night. Let me take on that challenge and guard Brandon Ingram without Andrew Wiggins. And so I don't know why it's become so cool to be so disrespectful to some of these guys. And Kuminga gets the brunt of that, a 22-year-old man who's trying to find his way in this league. and the disrespect hurled at him over the last 24 to 48 hours, it was unfathomable. I couldn't believe it because I know who the kid is. We know who the kid is. He's a great young man, articulate young man. He's got a good IQ. And so for him to respond the way he did, I'm jacked up about that for Kuminga, man. I really am.
Do you think that yesterday and the day before would have been interpreted the same way by a majority of the fan base and the media had Shams Charania not posted a graphic on his Twitter feed saying benched?
And Shams
reporting it almost immediately.
I think it was a lot of juice to that. I think a lot of fans like, see, you should have traded him.
Well, it felt like, I'm just saying, like, yeah, no, that's a good point. I didn't mean to cut you, but it felt like, oh, well, this came from Kuminga's. You know, like the interpretation is, well, this probably came from Kuminga because it like happened before the coach even had a chance to say it.
Well, there's agents involved.
It's true.
You know, I've heard word on the street is Kuminga's agent is really close to Shams Charania, which is why a couple times here we've seen right after the Lakers series a couple years ago when they lost in six, there's two articles from The Athletic 15 minutes after the final buzzer about Draymond Green, and then there's another article about Jonathan Kuminga showcasing his talents all over the country for a potential trade. Then, of course, last season, after the Denver game, moments after the Denver game, Shams Charania has another report. So, yes, that had a lot of juice with it, and it was a bad look for Kuminga's camp. But Kuminga, right away, me and Kerr had the conversation. I understood why I'm coming off the bench. I understood that completely. I understand the role. Curry's not here. Wiggins is not here. We got to do some different things with the combination. So I don't know why people are so quick to just, and it's been a theme here where the youngsters have got the brunt of the heat, whether it's Podziemski, whether it's Wiseman, whether it's Moody, whether it's Kuminga, because a lot of people love Steph and they love Dre and they love Clay. And it's like, we're trying to win championships and these youngsters are holding us back. We don't have time to develop. We don't have time for this. This is all on Joe Lacob, blah, 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 blah. And it's all this crazy heat. Well, you want somebody here. You want some athleticism, right? You want somebody who could maybe carry the torch in the future. And maybe Kuminga's that guy. Maybe he's not. But I just thought the hate on this young man over the last 48 hours is borderline nasty. I just don't get it.
Do you think he's an avatar meaning like he represents like a broken promise? Like Warriors viewed, whether it's Wiseman, Moody, Jonathan Kuminga, individually, they viewed them as some like fountain of youth for Steph Curry that would be the next superstar.
Not to mention Jordan Poole, too.
Or the coin that you use to trade in to go get the next superstar. And so because of that, like everything's viewed through that lens unfairly. Do you think that that's...
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, at least online, for sure. Because I've seen, Lord knows, I've seen Pascal Siakam and OG Anunoby rumors, which became kind of like Buddy Hield, or not Buddy Hield, Bradley Beal rumors, and into marketed stuff. And I guarantee you a lot of... we talked about Lowry marketed. I bet you a lot of casual NBA fans hadn't watched much Utah.
Well, Bonte, not to go crazy, but the NBA, the Warriors aside, because locally the Warriors crush.
Right.
The NBA is having historically low viewing numbers on ESPN, TNT. They're furious with what the Sixers are doing.
I want to get to that in just a second. But my point is, a lot of people wanted to just dump Kuminga and dump Moody and dump Podziemski for Lowry marketing.
And I don't think they've watched
it. And no, they haven't. I remember, you know, I've been consistent with this. I did not want Lowry marketed. I did not want him. I just wanted him. You know, but my point was, in the Western Conference, he's a 7-foot guy who plays on the perimeter. And we just got a glimpse of him Friday night. Kuminga took that assignment personal. Draymond took that assignment personal. Podziemski took that assignment personal. And marketing goes out there and goes 4-17. He gets to go to State Warriors. So if you scheme him up, and look, he's having a solid year, 18 points. But look at last night against Sacramento, marketing, 17 minutes, 7 points. Against the Mavericks, 17 points, 9 rebounds. That's a $238 million man. You know what I'm saying? These contracts are getting a little outrageous, but I did not want to make these moves for him. I'd rather keep these youngsters and just see it a little bit more. I need to see it a little bit more. Right now, what we're seeing from Kuminga, what we're seeing from Moody, what we're seeing from Chase Jackson-Davis, what we're seeing from Brandon Podziemski, I think bodes well. Now, They may still be shopping for something big, Mike Dunleavy and Joe Lacob. They may be. But as of right now, I like what they're at with this. And so these young men, I think they don't deserve enough credit for having to deal. Like, when you join a team with a superstar like Stephen Curry and the heat that you get for playing alongside Stephen Curry, everybody points to them. Oh, they're the reason why we're not doing X, Y, and Z. We're not doing this. These young men has felt dealt with diversity very well early on in their careers.
The Warriors very much are like what the Yankees are in terms of, so like Aaron Judge, everything that Aaron Judge and Stanton do is viewed through you better win a championship prism, right?
Yep.
And so Anthony Volpe, who is 22 years old, is the starting shortstop of the Yankees mm-hmm. and is an excellent defender and had ups and downs in his second full season. And everybody was like, he's holding them back. It's like, what? He's the shortstop of the Yankees at 22 mm-hmm. years old, and he's really good. Yeah, his bat's, you know, coming along. Mm-hmm. It takes time. He's 22.
Yep.
And I think that Kuminga, similarly, and Moody to a lesser degree, and obviously Wiseman to a degree, these guys are, like, held to these standards that are just unreasonable.
Yep.
They're just unreasonable. And I don't think it's fair at all. And I think the Niners.
It hasn't been fair.
I think the Niners have done this. We would have done it to Trey Lance at some point. I think at times we do it to Brock Purdy. I mean, Brock Purdy's really only like a 24 or 25 year old guy.
Right.
And all the losses, like, yes, it's the quarterback position, but it's like, you got to win one now for CMC and Bosa and Chinnan and Fred Warner. And like, there's this crazy, like, if those guys didn't exist, how would we view Brock Purdy through that prism?
Yeah, no, it's a good point there. It's a good point.
Well, everything would be different, right. But you get where I'm going. Different. I just think we're just unreasonable with our criticisms.
No doubt. Here's Kuminga. More on Kuminga on the role change and coming off the bench.
I don't think the role I've changed.
Well, just coming off the bench versus starting, regardless.
I mean, it don't matter.
I thought it was a different cut. It's the same cut. We got two of the same cuts here. But that's basically Kuminga. That's nobody's fault there. But Kuminga basically talking about, look, man, I'm going to play basketball. I'm going to play basketball, and I'm going to get minutes, especially if I play well. So there's a role for him on his team. He's the most athletic player on his team, so he can use that athleticism. So I see this road trip coming up when you got Donovan Mitchell. You have Jason Tatum. You have Jaylen Brown. You're going to see OKC and their young wings and Jalen Williams and Lou Dort. Hey, the Wizards, they've got some young guys that they have Jordan Poole. The Rockets with Dylan Brooks and Jalen Green. There's a role for Kuminga on his team, but their response from Kuminga over the last two games, that to me is maturity, growth. He was articulate. He broke it down to Kareth Burke very well, and I think he deserves a lot more credit than he's received over the last 4 years, man. I'm a Kuminga guy, man. I'm sorry.
No, you don't have to apologize for that. I think a lot of people are. But I do think that when you're a youngster, that's a scorer, or at least that's one of the things you hang your hat on is scoring.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that it's easy for the fan to be like, he doesn't play team ball.
Right.
When you're a pass-first guy like Pajemski,
right.
A lot of people are like, wow, he's a team player. You know, like, because, well, yeah, he shares the ball because one of his best skill sets is passing and seeing the floor. Well, what are Kuminga's skill sets? Kuminga's skill sets are athleticism, mm-hmm. scoring around the rim. That requires the ball to be thrown to him. You know what I mean? And I just think that mm-hmm. Too many times I see people say, Kuminga doesn't play team basketball. What, like, not everyone, like, does Durant play quote-unquote team basketball? One of the all-time greatest players ever. Mm-hmm. He's an ISO scorer. Now, he can learn to pass, and I think you're underrating Jonathan Kuminga's passing ability.
Yeah.
I think that's one area where he's really grown.
I agree. Just really watch grown. The game. Just watch the game. I mean, he is underrated there. So.